Hey, it's Mac and Lockie. Thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Yeah, Mac caught up with Sam Johnson. He is an absolute legend, Aussie legend. He's won the Gold Logie. He's an awesome actor, and he's raised a stack of money for the Love Your Sister charity. But Mac made him say a lot of weird stuff.
Can you hear the fresh beef patty sizzling on a hot plate? Beside it, juicy sliced onion caramelising perfectly.
Find out what that was all about. Also coming up, he told us an exclusive.
You know what? Exclusively here, my charity was offered $4 million to get to the $10 million to reprise my role of...
True.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep listening to hear what role that was.
Mac, how are you?
I'm very well. What do you think? The Bay is just on fire this afternoon.
Oh, she's turned on a treat for me this weekend. Obviously, we had the boats and a few extra people out this weekend. But, the weather's been perfect.
Yeah.
And I've managed to get about and see a bit more than I saw last time, which is always the aim.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, she's just in mint condition.
Absolutely, mate. Well, we're glad we could turn on the weather for you. It was raining the other weekend.
Oh, I made a phone call. I told him I really needed a quality break.
So tonight, it's all about trying to kick this cancer in the face, right?
Exactly.
That's what it's all about. You're getting close to that 10 million mark. Yeah. How far do you reckon you are?
I'm about 8.4, so I'm 1.6 million off. But anyone who's in not-for-profit would know how hard it is to raise a million bucks. I mean, bear in mind, I've been trying to get to this 10 for about 7 years.
Yep.
So I'd be, a good year is if I can get a million in that year. So look, if all things go well, by this time next year, I might be there and I might be able to deliver on that promise to my sister that I was stupid enough to make. My God, what was I thinking? I really doubled down when I felt, we raised $1 million. That was my sister's dying wish.
Yep.
She told me it wasn't over until Mum stopped dying.
Yep.
I was like, righto, we'll make it $10 million.
Yep.
That was where I went wrong.
You'd be friends with Packer. That's what you need.
Oh, man. I tell you what.
Speed it up, buddy.
You know what? Exclusively here, my charity was offered $4 million to get to the $10
million
to reprise my role of Molly Meldrum.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. So I could have done this the easy way.
Was that to fill in for Molly when he has a big night?
No. to play Molly Meldrum in the sequel to the TV show that I originally was in.
Okay.
And yeah, I wasn't interested. We've done this the proper way.
Yeah.
And there's other people that can do it all so much quicker, and they know people I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a classic tin rattler.
Yeah.
I'm a ground level guy.
Yeah. Sure.
I'll rock up and let's do this.
Yeah.
Whereas other people have got special phones with special numbers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. But I won't be beholden to any of them. I don't want to be in the pocket of any of them, to be honest. I've been selling myself out for years. Like, seriously, I'm the biggest commercial sellout in showbiz history. I was not going to sell out when it came to the cancer. Go on.
Do you still do a lot of voice stuff?
I'm narrating a show on Channel 9 at the moment called Paramedics, which is the first voice job I've done in years.
Yeah, right.
So, I basically have walked away totally, but if a voice job comes up that I like, I'll take
it. I've got one.
All right.
You have made me more hungry than anybody else I know. There's something about your reads for food that is sexualized. As a straight dude, I'm like, hey, I'm in.
Yeah, it turns out you're into onion rings.
I'm into it. As long as he's got a burger with him, I'm in. Look, I just put a local place down.
Can you hear the fresh beef patty sizzling on a hot plate? Beside it, juicy sliced onion caramelizing perfectly. Oh, let's add some crispy bacon and an egg. Put that all together with a toasted bun and some fresh salad. Imagine that first bite. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I've just made myself hungry. Better head to Blazers Burgery. Bitterford Street, Torquay. I ate there today.
Did you?
Yeah. They do a good burger. They used to pay a premium for smarmy. I don't know why, but they want that kind of sleaze, which it's like the difference between, like, I'd say, if I was telling you how good an onion tastes, I'd go, that onion, but they'll be that. But they're like, no, I'm not tasting the onion, mate. And you've got to go like, onion. And then they're like, I'm really not smelling the onion, mate. And then you're like, onion. And you're thinking of the hottest girl you've ever, ever imagined. And you're going, onion. And they're like, still not smelling the onion, mate. It's actually a bit of a head f***.
I just got a stiffy from onion. Look, I got to get two before I go, man. I want to get back with everyone.
Yeah.
Mick Molloy story, Bill Hunter story.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favourite Mick story?
Oh, I'll have to go with a Bill because I've got more Bill stories. Because
yeah.
Me and Mick, basically, we drink after work.
I see him socially, but
I actually don't know him that well. Bill Hunter, though, he let me in his life. I ran into him in a pub once. He asked to stay at my place.
Okay.
I said, no worries, mate. It's just a couple of doors up from the pub. Stay as long as you like.
Yeah.
That was where I went wrong. I told him to stay as long as he likes.
How long did he stay?
He stayed a couple of weeks.
Did you get acting lessons while he was there?
No, what happened is I let him sleep in my bed, right? Couch. And I had the couch. And every night, in the middle of the night, he'd walk past the couch room to go to the toilet in nothing but his hat. So when he was asleep, when he was drunkenly asleep,
yeah,
and he'd get up to go to the toilet, he'd still put his hat on in his sleep. So my memories of Bill Hunter are him so stumbling good. To the toilet in the middle of the night while I'm sleeping on the couch. He actually didn't know it was my bed. He thought it was a spare one. Because I didn't want him to, yeah.
It's like one of Australia's premiums. You can't.
And then I had to cop an Eiffel every night while I was sleeping.
Big Bill.
Big Bill. Big Bill. Big Billy Hunter.
Oh, that's so good.
And you know the hat wasn't on his head, right?
Of course. The Magic Bill show.
Yeah, exactly.
Did he talk to you about Gallipoli or any of those great movies
that he was in? I didn't talk to him about movies. Okay. He was a life guy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, totally. So he was too busy trying to marry my drug dealer at the time.
Sure.
You know, she was... well, she still is a wonderful person.
So, shout out.
Many years ago, obviously.
Sure,
but yeah.
Sir Francis Drake. Is there a lot of that talk?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. But also, he liked yarning about other people.
Yeah.
So he was never one to talk about himself.
Yeah, right.
He was always very curious in others. And he was right. Actors are boring and they need to look out more. And you know, because we're forced to talk about ourselves quite often, yep, we end up in a loop.
Yep.
And that loop is a dangerous place for anyone.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed over the years hanging around the guys that don't live in that loop.
Yeah.
And Bill Hunter is absolutely one of those guys. Mick Molloy's one of them.
Yeah.
You know, these are people that don't believe the hype.
Yeah, absolutely.
Basically.
Oh, mate, fantastic people, and what a great movie! I just rewatched it.
Yeah.
So good.
I know, right?
With you. After you got the 10 mil,
mm-hmm,
potential for you to jump into acting?
Well, that's what I've said. I've said, yep, I'm not acting again until the 10 mil.
Yep.
So after that, I'll see what happens.
Yep.
I don't know. I want Big Brother to come back.
Will you go on?
I'd love to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like out of all the... Because I get asked to do all the reality shows all the time.
Yeah, right.
I just said no to Survivor and what's the other one? Dancing with the Stars. And you know what? That bloody jungle thing I'm not interested in either, but the Big Brother thing fascinates me. I don't know whether it's because I'm old and... When reality TV hit, that was the one.
Well, you were too busy making TV while that was
on. No, I was too busy getting wasted with all the Big Brother graduates.
Hot dogs.
I think it'd be kind of fascinating there. I'm fairly unpredictable. Yeah. I surprise myself a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the challenge of going in there and trying not to lose my
Or you could work with Mickey.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
I reckon a reality TV show with you guys running it.
Yeah.
On lawn bowls. Celebrity lawn bowl competition.
Oh, geez, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I reckon you would get hits on that. People would love that.
Geez, that'd be funny.
Yeah.
If you had Mick there.
Yeah, you have Mick
there. It'd be funny.
Get Tony commentating.
Oh, you've got to do it.
Get the whole thing and have...
That's really, really quite a funny concept. Imagine, like, Molly Meldrum trying a lawn bowl. You know, like...
Because if you haven't schooners at each end,
you can. Oh, mate. Get them on the sauce so that you get the good stuff.
Yeah.
I like it, man.
I'll
suggest it to him next time I run into him at a priority lane in an airport.
Please, please. Hey, mate, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, mate. Cheers.